Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Councillor Paddy Dineen on supporting small businesses. Paddy, the government say, look, we told you it was a temporary cut. That is what it is. Get on with it. But I think we've got to look back at it again, don't we? Morning.
Yes, Peter, I believe we do. And we really do need to provide as much support as we can to the small businesses of our city and county and everywhere else. Because they really are struggling, Peter. And it is very, very tough now to run a business. Mm. And they are struggling.
Like most businesses are running on a small margin. Who did I talk to recently, a restaurateur from up the country, and he said if he's clearing 7%, he's alive. If it drops to 5, he's dead.
Yes, margins are very, very important, and they are very fine. Like in many cases, like many business owners are working for nothing. Like they're basically working to pay the bills and pay the wages.
Yeah.
And they come out at the end of the day with nothing at all in their pockets, and they're living off what they may have had in the bank account. And they really, really are struggling, and it's important that we as the consumer support these people as much as we possibly can, and stay away from the offline shopping in some way, you know.
Well, if you take a walk around town and you look for something to be open, I can't quite remember where I was recently, Paddy, but I was out of a morning, and I said I'd wander in and treat myself to breakfast in a place that used to often be open for breakfast. And lo and behold, it's closed until lunchtime.
Yes, indeed, and they do struggle. But it's important that we support them as best we can, in any way possible. Not just in the city centre, on the suburbs also, Peter. It's so important that we give them their support, because we must remember that the small family business, are the business. It's the business where you go in and they know you. They'll talk to you.
Yes.
Like they'll wish you a happy Christmas. They'll commiserate with you if you have a bereavement.
That's right.
Big shops don't do that.
No. These are the small little businesses that grew with us.
The small family businesses, that are there for years. That makes the streets. That make the corner shops. They make the city centre. Yeah. Like the English markets. You've been in English markets. All small businesses. Always a hive of activity, friendship, banter.
Absolutely.
You won't get that in the big shops.
I remember saying, Paddy, when the crash came in 2007, 2008, and the arse fell out of everything, I remember saying on a radio programme at the time where I was a contributor, I said, this will not be fixed by the fella coming in with 400 jobs. This will be fixed by the fella sustaining 4 jobs.
Yes.
And I was right. I was proved to be right. It was hundreds of those little businesses got us out of trouble. Now those little businesses are in trouble.
Yes, we are. We're struggling. We are struggling. And I say we because I have a business myself. I have a pub myself.
I know.
I have a pub and we're struggling. You do your struggle, and we're all dependent on the disposable income, disposable cash that's there.
Yeah.
And that's being chopped away every month.
Mm. Well, I mean, if you look at the increase now in the Diageo prices,
yes,
that's coming up this month.
The third one in 18 months.
Do you reckon that'll be followed by Heineken?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, there's the thing, Paddy. I'm told, it used to be the way anyway, I'm told that, say, for every 15 kegs you buy from a brewery, you get one for free. Is that still going on?
Well, you would, like, sometimes you would get some discounts, but It's rarely you'll see that, but what would happen at the end of any given year, they give you a target, and if you reach that target, you might get a little couple of cakes free.
Yeah.
But generally with the Agio, well, with me anyway, if you just pay your bill on the month, if you pay your bill on the time, you get a discount.
I have, yeah.
Very small discount now, like 2%.
Yeah, exactly.
2.5%, very, very small.
It's not like there's loads of it out the back that you can sell and make
a
fortune.
No, it's not like you'd be one of the hardest with her. You wouldn't even be doing your local weekly shopper, like.
Yeah. Come here. I know that you are, you were anyway, I don't know if you still are a paramedic.
I'm retired.
You retain the skills, says you.
I'm still registered. I still have my license. Yeah.
While I have you there, Paddy, road debts. Like, is it 60 so far this year? What's going on out there?
What's going on, PJ, is, well, obviously, I would think myself, and I've said this when I was working in the ambulance service, you see crashes on the M40, you see crashes on motorways. I often wonder, how do these happen? How can they happen? It's speed, it's distraction, and it's not keeping your distance.
Yeah.
It's those three things combined. And possibly with a case of maybe inexperienced drivers.
Yeah.
In some aspects.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll know and respect Dr. Jason Vandeveld. Remember what he told me last year, it stays with me, of going out in the early hours of the morning to a mangled car, and he sees a young person with life-changing injuries or worse, still holding the phone with their friend on video.
Yes, and that's what happens. Unfortunately, and it's just the distractions. They need to just eliminate the distractions, put on the speed, and keep their distance, a safe distance, a safe braking distance.
Yeah,
and it's better for everyone. Yeah. Get home safely.
Get home safely. Put away the phone. Would you be for tougher enforcement?
Sorry?
Tougher enforcement?
Well, we could certainly do a bit more visibility of Gardaí on the roadways. Like,
yeah.
I often see there on the N40, cars are speeding though. Speeding out. And if you had a Garda car or a Garda bike stationed on the road along the way, it would quite curtail all that.
Interesting.
Or if you had a motorcycle cop driving up and down.
Mm,
at that speed limit, it will keep people intact and they'll keep behind them, you know.
Alright, Paddy, leave it there. Thank you very much, Paddy Deneen, publican, a paramedic and councillor, independent councillor, small businesses. Michael got onto us yesterday after we were talking about road debts and the use of mobile phones in particular. Michael said, in case of illegal use of the mobile phone, not only should the person be banned from driving, but their vehicle, their car, should also be seized. Vehicle forfeit, as Michael puts it. And I'd also apply this to people driving without insurance, he says. They're put off the road and their car is taken away from them. Particularly the mobile phone thing. A lot of people want to get very, very tough on mobile phones. I'm always reminded, I don't have the clip to hand, but I'm always reminded of what the Dr. Jason said to me last summer. 0818 96 96 96. Kate says, on coffee, I've great sympathy for all the businesses, but I do think if there was a reasonably priced cup of coffee with good flavour, a cafe would be packed in town anyway. I know all the mini markets and service stations are generating their profit for the off-peak days entirely off their coffee machine. To be honest, a lot of them don't taste great. Yeah, you're right, Kate. You're right, actually. A lot of the machines in the shops and garages, you'd go there thinking, oh, there's a good brand of coffee. And sure, the machine hasn't been cleaned and the coffee tastes like, well, yesterday's pint heated up. Quite blunt about it in some of them. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Tony says Brown Thomas was open on Easter Sunday. Okay. I didn't know that, Tony. I didn't know that. Maybe you'd give us a bit more in terms of a text. That's the point. But Brown Thomas was open on... I know a lot of places didn't open on Easter Sunday. But Brown Thomas was open on Easter Sunday. Was it busy, I wonder? 0818 96 96 96. Thank you, Audrey. Nurse Audrey Berkeley. She says, PJ, you're a great radio presenter. You're kind and genuine. Well, thank you. Thank you. So are you, whenever, anytime you're on. But I feel so sorry for businesses with the high VAT rate. Yeah. There is no excuse for it. There is no excuse for it at all. Like, and I just don't get it. I do not get it how Michael McGrath, who is an accountant, and I think Pascal Donoghue is an accountant as well, although I'm not sure of that. Why two accountants running the finances of the country don't understand why small businesses are begging for help.
Cork's 96 FM.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.